Welcome today to an interview series with outstanding professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting an exclusive interview with CEO Michael Zeng, top-ranking executive in global innovation, research, renowned business leader, and international business leader Paul Yen, managing director of Great Idea Business Resources Company Limited. Michael and Paul, you bring to this interview a substantial history of significant and considerable national and international contribution. We are indeed fortunate to have you share your many deep experiences and insights with the audience. Thank you.
Thank you, too. This is Paul Yen, and it's my honor. And let me have Michael to say hi to everybody.
Hi, this is Michael. Good morning, everybody. Nice to be here and to share the view with you. Thank you. It's a great honor to be here to share with you of the development and achievement of China's service outsourcing industry. In terms of my personal achievement in this business, I have to turn back to the year 2002. At that time, 95% Chinese people didn't know what outsourcing was. But at that time, we were the first one to introduce service outsourcing as the operation strategy and service mode to China and persuade the authorities of China government using many channels. The final result was the MOC, the Ministry of Commerce of PRC, issued the 1,110 project, which had been planned to promote the development of outsourcing industry in China in 2006. The State Council officially issued the document to approve the service outsourcing as the key industry of China 11th five-year plan, and also approved 20 cities as the China service outsourcing-based cities. Till 2010, China's service outsourcing industry has become the key industry promoted by 66 ministries of China, and also it has become the one industry which got most support from the central government in China. So we can be proud of saying we as a pioneer contribute our efforts to this industry to promote the development of the outsourcing business in China. Thank you.
So, Paul, can you profile your prior roles of success and key lessons you have learned from each of your prior roles?
Okay, well, success, it's very hard to define, but I do like to share some experience with everybody. I put my life into a three-stage till today. First stage, I'm pretty much being a self-position. And one thing that I learned is what we call focus. I think focusing is the reason to make me become a better person for the first stage. When I was in insurance business, in about 8 years, I have 1,200, 1,300 customer, averaging almost every 2 days I can sign up a contract. But the fact is, the only reason I can do that is because of I feel responsibility is everybody's most key successful point. So the only thing I really love to talk about it is about responsibility. And lucky enough, people accept the concept. So that's how I make my living at a time. Second stage, I start to really doing lots of personal company. You know, one thing I learned is called utilize the resource. There's too many things to become a businessman. And I think management, strategy, everything, it's all so important in handling a business. So I learned is how to utilize all kind of resource, relationship, friendship, working relationship, all kind of things like that. Last stage, I came back to China, and I guess it's a very, very different. It's what we consider a culture shock. Even though I was born in Taiwan and still came back to China, there's so many things are different. You can look at it as a global standard, the policy, the rule, the law, the human natural. I think we really have to learn to accept the cultural shock, cultural difference. Then you can start business in China. You really have to work hard and learn. Okay, that's my experience.
And this next question, if you can please give the audience five macroeconomic environmental factors that encourages outsourcing development?
Okay, this is Michael. In terms of the macroeconomic environment in China, I would like to say five points. First of all, is support from the China central government. And you know, China's strong political support for outsourcing development, that's the key point. The government considered the outsourcing industry key to economic growth in the future. As you may know that the 11-5-year plan, it lists down the software and IT-related service development as the focal point. The latest supporting policies can be classified into three levels. First of all, the top tier includes the proposal in the 11-5-year plan announced in March 2006 to develop the outsourcing industry on a large scale, accelerate the change of the foreign trade growth mode, and to build several service industry outsourcing base to deliver service internationally in any other way. In all levels, the government has launched or is about to launch the policies to support the development of outsourcing. You know, adopting measures that are more positive and effective and encourage MNCs transfer sizable plans, leading the MOC, the Ministry of Commerce, to launch the 1,110 projects. The third tier involves the promotion of the outsourcing development at the provincial, municipal, and the basic levels of the government. Primary outsourcing cities like Shanghai, Chengdu, Nanjing, Dalian, and Xi'an have drafted more detailed promotion policies based on their location and situation, such as the loan policies favoring certain industries, competitive taxation supplement, and others. This is the first point. The second one will be China well-educated workforce, the labor. China produces a great number of engineers and IT technicians every year, you know. In 2005 alone, over 400,000 graduates majored in engineering. Although the resources supply is professionals, which form the solid foundation for the country, is also the industry. In addition, China's employee turnover rate is lower than 15%, compared with over 25% in India. Another favorable condition is low labor cost. China's annual salary increase rate is expected to remain between 5% to 8% in the year ahead, giving labor the cost advantage to further promote education in the outsourcing field. The Ministry of Commerce and the other state agencies have launched a series of special outsourcing training programs. The third one, China improved infrastructure. Following the 20 years of economic development, China transportation and the telecommunication and network infrastructure has rapidly grown and improved, some reaching the international standards of the developed countries. Compared with the developed countries, China's transportation, telecommunication, and network infrastructure are more cost-effective, providing a solid foundation for the outsourcing business. You know, the outsourcing industry are based on IT industries. So China also observes the advantage over the other countries, including high-speed internet and broadband access, stable and uninterrupted dual power supply in main software state sites, and around 150 airports that connect most of the primary and secondary cities. The low cost of IT infrastructure hardware further strengthens China's cost advantage. In terms of China's software environment, it has a great culture environment. Many outsourcing parks that are ideally located, as well as many comprehensive support facilities providing convenience to the software providers, all of the which significantly attract local and international service providers. The first one, China's geographic and cultural idealism for the clients in North Asia. China's proximity as well as linguistic and cultural similarities with countries in North Asia, giving it leading edge as an outsourcing destination. Cities in Northeast China, such as Dalian and other regions, have gained a ground in outsourcing markets of Japan and Korea. The last point, but not the least, China, the large-scale manufacturing industry. In China's developed regions, such as, you know, in Pearl River Delta, and Yangtze River Delta and the Huanbo Haibei is just around, you know, the Tianjin and Beijing. Industry cluster form a firm foundation for the international transfer of services and outsourcing skills. China's status as a global manufacturing center gave it a unique advantage in providing offshore R&D services and emerging industry. As it developed its manufacturing industry, China had realized the importance of protecting IP and had begun address issues that's important to the Western countries. In 2005, authorities received 470,000 patent applications, 80% of which were filed by local companies. In comparison, of the 470,000 patent applications filed in the United States during the same year, only 60,000 were filed by U.S. companies. This filing of the patent is the first step of industry taking in protecting IP, indicating the business in China are committed to IP rights protection. I think that's all for the 5 points of the macroeconomic outsourcing in China. Thank you.
So in this next question then, what are the major challenges facing China in the human resources aspect of service outsourcing, and what are the solutions to the challenges?
This is Paul Yan. I'll answer the question. Although I think China's talent supply has a good foundation, there is still an imbalance in supply and demand that is manifesting in the few areas. First, there is still a gap in the total number of personal employees in service outsourcing in China as compared with developed countries. Second, service outsourcing enterprises are periodically short of competent workers because in spite of the supply of fresh graduates, most of them are not equal to their works until 6 months or even more after graduation. Third, in terms of talent quality, there are significant low-end talent in China, but insignificant mid-end and high-end talent. Fourth, in terms of talent knowledge structure, China still lacks interdisciplinary talent with specialized knowledge and the ability to apply it, as well as industry and management experiences. So, facing these challenges, I think China government has adopted some solution in order to resolve the imbalance between the overall supply and the structure, also and the market demand for service outsourcing personnel. Enterprises in China are establishing cooperative relation with institution of higher education, training institution, and professional organization in order to improve training and induction of services outsourcing personnel. First, what they do, establishing a special fund for the development of the service outsourcing industry. The provinces provide financial policy support of training service outsourcing personnel and also establish a certification standard for talent training institution. Demo city, which is, they have 20 demo city in the China, undergoing trial implementation, have also draft plans for the development of the service outsourcing industry. Formulating policy to subsidize HR training for service outsourcing and establish special funds to actively promote such a training. Second, implementing a diversified range of HR training course for service outsourcing. Demo City undergoing trial implementation have actively evaluate different training models and provide a comprehensive analysis of method. For the training of service outsourcing personnel, based on the cooperation between training subjects and employment subjects and different training approaches, setting up services outsourcing personnel training institution and the practical training campus, the essential means by which Demo City have improved their service outsourcing talent training is to set up several outsourcing talent training institute and campus. Fourth, studying and formulating certification method for service outsourcing personnel training centers. The state has actively researched and formulated certification method for service outsourcing personnel training center in order to ensure responsible and effective resource input and allocation. This also aims to provide tangible evidence for the government's responsibility and the fair play, as well as to guarantee the trial implementation result of training institutions which receive policies assistance and thus increase economy and social efficiency. As a result, a number of cities have released suitable certification standard for service outsourcing HR training institution. All of these measure with the further develop and the fine-tune into service outsourcing HR training in China.
Well, that's really interesting. Then what are the major innovations and opportunities for China outsourcing industry, and what actions can be taken to take advantage of these opportunities?
This is Michael. Offshore buying for non-core office operations from developing countries to developing countries with rich HR will be key elements of a new round of industry transfer in the next one or two decades. I think that's some points of outsourcing industry has some specific characteristics. I think that's the following points. One will be the green industry. Service outsourcing differs from the manufacturing outsourcing in that it needs no mineral resources or no logistics support, and on top of it does not pollute the environment. It's based on communication and internet technologies and it can be regarded as a green industry, though it consumes electrical power. I think that's the green industry. The second one will be HR as a cornerstone. HR, human resources, is higher education serves as the cornerstone of this industry. The value of an outsourcing company is positively correlated to the number of these employees. The outsourcing industry in China has been a compound growth rate of 30 to 40% in recent years, and each year it creates several thousand of job opportunities for graduates. This is the second one. The third, a high value-added industry. Compared with the manufacturing industry, service outsourcing projects hardly incur any expenditure on raw materials, and their cost consists only of property rent, depreciation of computers, water and electricity expenses, and labor costs. The revenue approximates the value added plus profit. The fourth, driving the growth of related industry and higher tax revenue. The outsourcing industry is knowledge-intensive industry. The average income of employees in outsourcing industry is much higher than in the manufacturing industry. We take Beijing as an example, where the average income in outsourcing industry is 2 to 2.5 times as much as the average level. Individuals employed in this industry has contributed to the development of related industries and tax revenue of the country through spending on housing, cars, food, entertainment, bodybuilding, and income tax. The fifth, innovation and technological build-up. The primary objective is customers in the earlier stage of outsourcing was to reduce costs. However, with the continuous improvement of business processes, optimization and innovative development on the part of service provider, as well as the maturity of business process on the part of service buyers, quality, efficiency, and reliability has replaced cost as the overriding objective for the customer. After integrating the experience of numerous customers, outsourcing companies become their instructors and advisors for the continuous improvement of business processes. Let's move to the sixth point, number six, R&D outsourcing and the national competitiveness. As you know, today outsourcing has extended the research areas such as outsourcing of data collection and analysis for biomedical studies, mathematical modeling for financial dynamics, aircraft engine R&D and research, design and manufacturing of ICs. The R&D outsourcing has enabled India to acquire the second mover advantage. China should learn from India and make R&D outsourcing one of the pillars of the improvement, improve its national competitiveness. Specific features of outsourcing industry demand on corresponding change to strategic objectives, working modes, and means for the investment promotion. Therefore, adjusting strategic objectives and innovating working methods among the first issues to be tackled in the investment promotion for the newly emerging outsourcing industries. As we saw, one, shaping a good environment for the development of outsourcing industry. Service buyers differ from manufacturers in terms of the concern about the investment environment. The first, an environment that fits both outsourcing firms and buyers' needs. Good image and advertising to the outside world are the first task towards investment promotion for outsourcing. Service buyers are most concerned about IT protection, information security, HR and people-oriented environment, business operation costs, telecommunications infrastructure, and the technology service conditions. You know, when service buyers outsource, they run substantial risk, lacking of professional assets, service quality, delivery capacity, or IP infringement will lead to financial risk and the loss of large number of the time. People metaphorically describe the economic behavior of service exporting as the process of entrusting one life to service provider, which demonstrates importance of credibility in the decision-making process of service exporting. Therefore, enforcing protective measures for IT and extending information security certification can greatly improve the investment environment. Outsourcing service providers' key assets are technical talents, their ability to locate appropriate talent in a timely fashion and in accordance with the contract order is critical to the growth of outsourcing business. Sufficient human resources and the complete training setup plus living and working conditions fitting white-collar workers will greatly benefit and survival and the development of R&D and the delivery centers. Although also the environment that contribute to the technical workers feeling of comfort and convenience are attractive to service providers. Local conditions regarding business operation costs, telecommunication, infrastructure development, public technology service platform, and information platform directly affect the economic benefit and efficiency, which are all critical factors that outsourcing providers must take into consideration when locating sites for their R&D and delivery area. The second part, locking outsourcing target. The investment promotion theory of locking target is great importance to the outsourcing industry. The first point, locking different individual countries. In terms of China's situation, Japan and the United States are major countries to be locked individually due to the factors such as language, culture, and others. China has undertaken 70% of Japan's offshore business, ending up of Japan's major offshore outsourcing delivery area. It should be noted that Japan's current offshore outsourcing business is less than 10% of its overall outsourcing business. As Japan's economy recovers from recession, its demand for ITO and BPO service tend to grow significantly, but due to insufficient HR, its offshore outsourcing business will deliver the major share of increase. The U.S. exports the largest amount of BPO business in the world, about 60%. As China's BPO business is still in the initial stage, following the U.S. market closely and enforce cooperation with U.S. service outsourcing firms are an important focus of investment promotion work. Second, locking service outsourcing firms. MNCs are the service buyer of outsourcing and their chief information officers are decision makers in terms of service to buy. For companies in China, it is very difficult to contract directly with the sourcing firm and particular decision makers. There, locking globally influential service providers and delivering subcontracts to service of them will win contracting opportunity for the future. The following type of the firms are particularly promising to focus on. MNCs that we have already in China. Top global service provider have a long-term and intimate collaborate relationship with the multinational corporate clients. The third one will be the domestic large companies. Let's move to the last point. Study and try flexible means of investment promotion. The key to investment promotion for all sourcing is to approach buyers, subcontracting firms, so that sourcing and subcontracting opportunities can be seized. There are various ways to approach investment promotion compared with the traditional way of large-scale publicity, like spectacular overseas investment investigation, invitations, and discussion meetings. Investment promotion for all sourcing has to be conducted in a more focused way after locking target accurately. Flexible operating means including looking for channels to approach targets and tactics to convince decision makers will become critical. Thank you.
Can you then profile key added roles that you have played in business and industry, governments and academia, and with journals, and what lessons you wish to share from each role, Michael?
This is Michael. I'm actually the Deputy Secretary General of China Outsourcing Institute, which is affiliated to Ministry of Commerce of PRC. We set up the Wuhan University Great Idea Service Outsourcing Industry Research Development Center. Let's talk about this center in details. That's a very typical way can show my work in this outsourcing industry. You know, Wuhan University Great Idea Service Outsourcing Industry Research Development Center, we call this the center, is cooperative research agency cooperated by the Economic and Management School of Wuhan University, one of the top 10 Chinese universities, and Great Idea Business Resources Limited, which is the leading outsourcing agencies in domestic region. As we call this the win-win corporate. The major significance of these centers are the first to coordinate the MOC, MOS, MII, Ministry of Commerce, Ministry of Science, Ministry of Information and Industry, on the support of the development policy of the service outsourcing industry and to make the effective contribution to the service outsourcing business in China. The second one, to do concentrating market survey on the service outsourcing enterprises, policies and regulations, human resources, market skill and infrastructure combined with the instruction principle of, Yu Zhengsheng, the former vice governor of Hubei province, and also Bo Xilai, former minister of MOC, and the speech of developing the outsourcing industry, and also combined with the 1,110 projects and also current status relative industry of Hubei province. The center will provide a reference report for the decision maker of the government on positioning and planning the service outsourcing industry in the central China. The third, the center will explore the research area based on the basic research and the great resources of service outsourcing business to operate the senior training lectures on the service outsourcing business, jointly operate the relative training materials such as topic set selections, lecture materials, cultivate more management elite business leaders of outsourcing industry in order to push the development of this business. The center now has 11 staff, including 5 persons holding the PhD degree. 5 persons are doctorate tutor. The 7 persons are EMBA guest experts. I think that's the background of this center. The research achievement that we achieved. The research direction of the center is the offshore outsourcing mode, comparative developing research, international competition research, the senior training course of service outsourcing industry. The major achievements are the comparative research and inspiration of offshore service outsourcing mode of U.S., Japan, Euro companies, subsidized by the National Social Science Fund. The second, the topic selection and edited training course material of the book Service Outsourcing of China Outsourcing Institute of MOC. The third, organized outsourcing program of Hubei Service Outsourcing Industry Survey and Plan. The fourth, cooperate with the International Outsourcing Center to publish the teaching material theory of international and strategy. The fifth, cooperated with International Outsourcing Center to publish teaching material, the operation and the management of international outsourcing. Sixth, cooperated with the COI, Great Idea, HP, and Berry Point, now it is merged, to explore the trade in service and international outsourcing EMBA course, and our research plan and vision. With the support of a COI of MOC, planned to open the EMBA lectures to trade in service and international outsourcing, to cultivate more outsourcing management elite and leaders in order to push the development of China outsourcing business. The center will prepare to do the further research on the following items. First, design the productivity course of senior training education of service outsourcing business. Second, do research on the offshore outsourcing mode, comparative the development research of multinational companies. Third, do research on the transfer of global service and multinational investment, especially in financial service and R&D center. The fourth, the last one, the long-term research target is to do comparative study of international competitive capacities on outsourcing industry. Thank you.
Well, that then brings to mind this next question. What is the past five-year development road of the China service outsourcing industry?
Okay, this is Paul Yan again. In the past 5 years, I believe everybody knows, China's outsourcing industry has seen significant achievement. China's service outsourcing capacity grows stronger, both in company maturity and talent readiness. Major industry cluster has come into being. The brand of China sourcing is emerging quickly and drawing attention from around the world. According to MOFCOM's statistic, export of offshore services from China have maintained rapid growth in 2008. Despite the difficulty international economy conditions, the total number of contracts signed for global service outsourcing reached U.S. $5.84 billion in 2008, marking a year-on-year growth of 83%, while the value of the existing contract stood at the U.S. $4.69 billion, a 192.6% increase over last year. Of course, the IT outsourcing segment dominate the offshore services outsourcing market. In 2008, I think it ceased, offshore ITO contract were at U.S. $3.21 billion, accounting for 68.4% of the whole market. BPO was at U.S. $1.06 billion, accounting for 22.6% of the whole market, while other segments accounting for the remaining 9%. Also, Japan and the United States are China's largest clients in the offshore market. Japan made up 20% of China's offshore service business in 2008, and U.S. contribute 19.4%. Meanwhile, onshore service outsourcing has stepped in and is clearly the rollout of domestic IT and business services. Provider of the onshore and offshore services may complement and learn from each other's as China service capability quickly mature. To capture global sourcing opportunity, China must fully integrate its advantage in order to create a unique service outsourcing model that integrates a dual capability in manufacturing and the service industry, while a double emphasis on domestic and offshore market. According to IDC's article of Rising China Sourcing, the rapid development of China services outsourcing industry is based on steady enhancement of services delivering capability. China's service provider are innovate and interfacing in terms of technology, management, and the process. They are already initial sign of a good agglomeration effect as market leaders expand their business range and the market shares and enhance their integrate capability. The consolidation of China service market will increase dramatically. Thank you.
So then what are your predictions for the future of China service outsourcing industry?
Well, a few things worth to talk about. First of all, I think the global offshore services demand will gradually recover in 2011, and the importance of China's offshore services will be further increased. Second, continuously optimized business environment. The government has attached great importance to the services outsourcing industry and is using development in this industry as a major means of encouraging China's industrial restructuring, alternating foreign trade growth model, and increasing employment opportunity for graduates. Third, leverage effect between 20 demo city and other city taking effect. Fourth, the enterprise choose the merger and the combination in the service outsourcing industry and the enterprise's international market target ability will increase greatly. I think most important is our industry structure have been upgrading, and there will be more active, huge domestic market. This is how I look at it.
So now, if you could choose the areas, can you provide your predictions of future trends and their implications and opportunities?
Hi, this is Michael again. For this question, I want to say more about these. You know, in China, the outsourcing, promoting, and consulting for the development of China's software information service outsourcing enterprises, as I mentioned before, it's a different from manufacturing industry. Products and of software and information service outsourcing industry are hard to be duplicated. It has a high degree of customization and difficult to maximize the profit through mass production. In addition, it highly depends on human resources. Therefore, enterprises should work out the relevant strategies according to the characteristics of this industry. Overcome shortcomings of the industry environment and high-end talent, low maturity of industry. Big difference from European and American cultures and legal environment to be improved. And also they will making a good use of this advantage, such as the political environment, infrastructure, preferential policies, human resources reservation, huge domestic market, and the similarities with the Japanese and Korean language, culture, and the geographic adjacencies of such countries, and to develop their substantial capacity based on the advantage of good hardware infrastructure, hardware facilities, and overall cost. Along with the gradually maturing and software information service outsourcing industry, the customer requirements for the outsourcing is also undergoing some change. In its earlier stage, the driving force was the third-party co-finished part of the project with lower cost, and higher professional services. And the main purpose of the customer was to reduce the cost. In this stage, it is usually that outsourcers usually made a specific requirements, regulations and rules, and then told outsourcing vendors how to do. But now the driving force is often presented in enhanced efficiency with the goals of maximizing the profit of the enterprises. The enterprise expects to use industrial experience, expertise, customer relationship network, talent reservation, advanced solutions of the third party to provide the services for the outsourcers to help them improve the productive efficiency and improve the satisfaction of the customer. Therefore, outsourcing enterprises should fully expect their activeness and tell the outsourcers how to do based on their own experience. This development process is also gradual transformation of competitive advantage of enterprises, which can be divided into three stages. First, use the industrial competitiveness to establish advantage. In this stage, enterprises mainly depend on advantage provided by industrial environment to win over the customers, such as infrastructure, human resources cost. Also, the enterprises can use these advantages to provide basic operational services as a complementary part for all sources. Second, competitive needs gradually transform to ability of sustainable development. In this stage, outsourcing enterprises have already established some unique competitive needs of their own, such as industrial experience, operational management experience, technology platform, and some advanced technology, which make them to be able to provide advanced services when customers have higher expectations. Further improve the competitiveness to guide the customers. In this stage, outsourced enterprises are in the leading position in some industry or sectors. They can offer strategic consulting services and tell the customer how to do. At the same time, in this industry, they have the right to speak under the standard makers of certain sectors, which can make them in the leading position of the industry. Currently, most of the Chinese outsourcing enterprises are still in the first stage, and some of them are in the second. Only very few of them have entered the third. The following suggestions are focusing on how enterprises could improve themselves in the process of transforming to the second or third stage, especially how to improve their independent innovation ability to advance their competitiveness. So the specific features of this industry, the service and the customer are the most important two elements. The suggestions are made mainly from the following three aspects: the comprehensive capability, the delivery capacity, the customer service and relationship administration ability. The second one, China's sourcing public service platform. Public service platform and the industry alliance is helpful to facilitate the integration of the resources and the formation of industry chain and enhance the communication and information sharing between different enterprises. It can also help enterprises to establish a better understanding of the demands of customers so as to enhance their competitiveness through improved services. As to the requirement of utilization of public services, China outsourcing enterprises are at the initial stage. Therefore, public service platform needs to be further promoted for the integration of more resources. Meanwhile, the service modes of the industry alliance still need to be improved. For example, expanding the service scope, establishing and promoting the national public brand, strengthening IPR protection, and further playing the great role as the industry alliance. Thank you.
Well, that's really interesting. Then, what are your top recommended resources which could promote the global sourcing and why?
This is Paul. To answer this question, I think there's two recommend resource. One is we do have 21 service outsourcing demo city in China. Second, the domestic market is one of the great resources that we can recommend. For the first one, in 2008, the MOFCOM has launched 1,110 projects, an action plan to boost the service outsourcing industry in China. Since it is implementation, China's service outsourcing industry has enjoyed rapid development. At present, there are 21 service outsourcing demo city in China. A number of the prestigious service outsourcing company have established their presence in the demo city, particularly in Beijing, Shanghai, Dalian, and Guangzhou. In 2008, the 21 demo city had accommodated 2,598 service provider, which is 70% of all service provider in China. 437,000 employees, which is also 83% of all service outsourcing employees. The value of the signed contract from this enterprise reached 5.4 billion by 2008, which is 93% of total value of service outsourcing agreements in China, with US 4.3 billion of the implement. China's service outsourcing industry is concentrated in four regions. One area is called Bohai Bay area. The other one is Yangtze River Delta and Zhujiang River Delta and the central western area, total at this four area. Each area has its own unique advantage, and these regions are gradually developing into service outsourcing cluster with prominent characteristic and competitive edges. The other about China's market. Compared with the offshore-based market structure in India and Ireland, China's service outsourcing industry has been focusing on the onshore service now. China studies economy growth and huge domestic market demand are attractive to MNCs and the service provider in China. In understanding of the market, as well as their ability to provide rapid and effective means for MNCs to assess China's market. With the continuous optimization and adjustment of the industrial structure and the continued industrialization, gradually maturing manufacturing enterprise in China will enhance their competitiveness through innovations in technology, operating models, and products. As part of this process, there will be inevitably be heavy demand of services such as network maintenance, R&D, and design, strategic consulting, financial management, and technical support, among others, which will promote the development of the service outsourcing industry. Thank you.
Well, we're getting down to our final couple of questions here, and this one, if you could share maybe one or more stories from your work, perhaps something surprising, unexpected, amazing, or humorous.
This is Michael again. Let's share some funny stories or some, we can call these funny stories of these business we can share with the audience. The first one will be the EDS. The EDS is the former top 500 in the world, which is what the specialize in providing the outsourcing business to the world top 500 companies. What the subsidized company of GM, General Motors, and specialized in providing the auto service in the auto industry. And now it has been merged by the HP. As you know, EDS played as a service provider of the GM entry into Shanghai in the 1990s in the last century. Around 2005 or 2006, recommended by us, EDS set up the Asian delivery center in Wuhan. You know, Wuhan is also the manufacturing center in central China. Not only took the geographic advantage of Wuhan, but also undertook some industry advantage of Wuhan in auto industry. I would like to share this story. It's quite a typical case that we had. Even we didn't get any good margin on this business. That's not the regret, because we are proud of saying we do the good business, not only for the margin. The second story will be the Capgemini. You know, Capgemini is the world leading outsourcing provider. It set up its world delivery center in Huazhou, Kunshan, Jiangsu province. You know, after several rounds discussion organized by Great Idea, our company, with the local government, the both parties signed the cooperative agreement in 2008. And now the new Capgemini building in Kunshan was finished and has been operating in 2010. So you can visit that place. We can recommend to you visit that place. The significance of these two cases is to respond to the word. We promote global resources, domestic services. Thank you.
Those are great stories. Now, we're down to our last question, and I'm going to turn the tables. If you were doing this interview, what questions would you ask, and then what would be your answers?
Well, the truly is, I think the question I will hopefully occurs is how to learn more about China's outsourcing industry and how to learn more about China's outsourcing policy, how to learn more with the people with the enterprise, with the company in the China's outsourcing industry? Well, I think the answer is quite simple. Join us. Great idea. We do have lots of program for bringing international people to China and joining all kinds of event, summit, and learn a lot of things about China's market. Like I said, the biggest attractive is China's market. I think people should come to China, learn more about it, and create a lot of connection. Welcome to view our website, and we do believe Great Idea provide a lot of services. Like this year, we have at least three delegation groups from the all over the world at April, around June and October. So anybody would love to join us, please join Great Ideas, and hope we can see you then. Thank you.
Well, you know, we are indeed fortunate to have both Michael and Paul come into this interview today. You know, they are renowned leaders in China, and they have really led tremendous innovation from China, and even including worldwide, as you've learned through this interview. So, Michael and Paul, we will continue to follow your significant global and historical contributions, and we thank you for sharing your time, wisdom, and accumulated deep insights with our audience.
Thank you.
I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and this concludes our exclusive interview with Michael Zheng, CEO, top-ranking global innovation, research, and business leader, and Paul Yan, Managing Director, Great Idea Business Resources Company Limited.